Now, I was not in a very good mood yesterday, so it's one of those times when I argue with the Holy Spirit. There are times that I argue with the Holy Spirit, and fortunately the Holy Spirit doesn't care. But I was feeling a little pissed off here. I'm saying, you said before that these thoughts could be useful, because now you're saying, you know, drop from the thoughts down to the feelings, you know. But, you know, two paragraphs up, you said, you know, sometimes listening to these thoughts can be useful. So, you know, you're contradicting yourself, Holy Spirit. Ha, I caught you. That's kind of my attitude. And then, of course, Holy Spirit says. So I said, you said listening to some thoughts can be useful. And Holy Spirit says, sure, they are useful in helping you to see what you still believe. If you didn't still have belief, you wouldn't listen to any. So what he's literally saying here is the fact that I was listening to some thoughts in my mind for a time, listening to the thoughts in my mind that's saying, you know, Laurent is rejecting me through this behavior and through that behavior and et cetera, the usefulness in that, even though I may have been throwing stones into the pond and even though I may have to experience the effects of those stones, the usefulness in that is that it helped me to get in touch with the fact that I still very much believe in the idea of rejection. And this is something that I need to look at and something that I need to let go of. So listening to those thoughts is, it's kind of like Holy Spirit's way of loosening the bricks. By letting me listen to these thoughts, also in a time when, since I'm on the spiritual path, as you all know, I'm much more sensitive than I used to be. Pain, I feel bigger than I used to feel. So when I start listening to these thoughts and I start getting in a lot of pain, that's really a signal inside of me that I have something to look at. So it's useful for a time as something that points out to me there's something to look at. And again, you know, Holy Spirit never judges anything. Now, Regina, in her wrong mind, would beat herself up maybe for listening to these thoughts at all. You know, Holy Spirit's saying, no, that's just not his attitude. There's nothing to judge here. Again, judgment is your only error. There's nothing to judge here. Look at the usefulness of it. If you hadn't listened to these thoughts, it wouldn't have been brought to your attention now that this is something you need to look at. And it's great that this has been brought to your attention now. Sure, they are useful in helping you to see what you still believe. If you didn't still have belief, you wouldn't listen to any. Listening to some brings feelings up in you, and that's the pain I talked about. You'll start noticing the pain. Then you can drop into the feelings and discover true cause, which is not the specific form of the thoughts. It is the source of the thought. The source that created the echo. That is what you are truly still believing.
Which is unworthiness.
Yes, it is unworthiness. So what Holy Spirit is saying here is, you know, again, we talked about a while ago, which is closer to truth, thoughts or feelings? And I said, well, you know, thoughts are cause and feelings are effect. But the thoughts that are cause are way back.
Yeah.
You know, so in other words, the true cause is not the thought that Laurent is rejecting me. The true cause is way, way, way back.
It's the belief.
In the story of the tiny mad idea. Mm-hmm. The thought where I judged myself as having done something wrong at a metaphysical level and then began to believe in my own guilt and my own unworthiness. That's the thought that is cause. And in order to get in touch with that thought, I need to move away from the story, which is a distraction, and drop into the feelings. And I can tell you that at the level of discovering cause, every time I've seen in my mind, not read it in A Course in Miracles, or not even heard Holy Spirit telling me, which is still somewhat like a reading. You know, when Holy Spirit is telling me, it's somewhat like a reading. It's not always still an experience. But anytime I've really experienced, yes, that is in my mind, it's true, it's there, I believe it, it's because I dropped into the feelings. Like over the summer, when I had these two strong fear of love experiences, they both had to do with Laurent as well. He's very useful to me.
I'm a gift. How sweet it is to be loved by you, you know? How sweet.
Yeah. But over the summer, when Holy Spirit seemed to be guiding me to change relationships, seemed to be guiding me to leave Ron and join with Laurent, lots of thoughts at the level of form came up in my mind that I was really scared of making this change. Lots of thoughts all about the story, all about what I was losing in letting go of Ron, all about what might be horrible about joining with Laurent. And sorry, dear.
It's okay. It's all in the form anyway, so, you know, sometimes I get cut into believing that too as well, you know, so that I look at it too.
Yeah, but anyway, what I did in those cases was I dropped from those thoughts, from those story-level thoughts, into the feelings. And at that time, it was feelings of fear. And I did. This is a time I was able to go very, very, very deep into the feeling. I didn't stay at a shallow place. I didn't try to hurry out, up and get out and make myself happy. And these were the two experiences that I've talked to you about before. The first one where I went very, very low. We're talking about a 6 to 8 hour period of going deeper and deeper and deeper into the feeling of fear, very concentrated. And I went very, very low until I got to this point where I saw very clearly that there is a belief in my mind, a strong, strong, strong belief. I can taste it just talking about it. There is a belief in my mind that if I let go of all of my defenses truly, you know, if I become completely vulnerable, let go of all of my defenses, and turn myself into God, that I am going to be rejected. Yes. Rejected, yeah.
By God. Of course.
And it's going to be permanent. There's no second chance.
Mm-hmm.
This is a belief in my mind. But I got there. I got there by going through the feeling, getting away from the story and going through the feeling, and I got to that belief. I would call it, it's not truth with a capital T, but it's truth with a little t. It's the truth of the false belief in my mind. This is what I really believe. And a second time, just a couple of days later, you know, the same thoughts at the story level were coming up about changing relationships. Once again, I dropped into the fear. Once again, I went very, very deep into it, and I was able to go even beyond that point. I went beyond the belief in an other at all. In the first experience, there was the belief that there was a God as an other who could reject me. In the second experience, I was able to see that there was no other, that my real fear was that I, at the metaphysical level, not Regina, but I, at the metaphysical level, would reject myself, and then there would be some kind of self-devouring or self-destruction, and that there would be absolutely no escape from the hate that I would unleash on myself. It would just be unbearable. But again, I got to the truth of these ideas in my mind by going through the feelings. So that's what Holy Spirit is talking about in this paragraph, as beautiful as it is. He is saying that in order to know the real cause of what you're feeling, you have to drop away from the story into the feelings, and you go deep, deep, deep into the feelings. And if you really do this, you get to the source thought. You get to the belief that is in your mind that is creating the echo of the story. And that's what you need to see, because it's the source thought that you need to let go of. If you let go of a story, but you still hold on to the source thought, another story is just going to show up.
Or panic will just show up, because we remember that the story is a pure projection, which is a pure protection. So what was getting to me very clearly what you were talking is that by dropping from the thoughts, which are really like the story thing,
the story,
to the feeling, which are linked to the story and linked as well to the true cause, then to the belief, and then to the judgment, and then to the wanting, to the desire to play this game, we are going from a wall of denial to another layer of denial, to another one and another one. So that is why dropping from the thoughts to the feeling is very helpful. It is a necessary step, because feeling is a fruit of experience. But it's a necessary step, because I cannot see what's underneath. I can know it intellectually, and that's okay. But at some point, I will know it enough intellectually, I'm going to have to experience it.
Yeah.
In order to experience it and to know it as fact, this is what you said earlier. This is, there is not a greater advance on that path, on this path, than to know by an experiential fact inside of your own mind.
Yes.
That you hold all these beliefs of fear, and especially hate.
Yeah, it's completely different than reading it in
A
Course in Miracles.
But I mean, it starts by reading it. It starts by reading and repeating and trusting what Jesus is saying, what the Holy Spirit is saying, and all these lessons. I was listening yesterday to the lessons by Ken. And Ken was stressing out the fact that these lessons now, you know, like 19 to 24, 20, 25, were really about a beginning, you know, in the early stage of doing the course for a beginning student, a beginner student, for example, of the Course in Miracles, is really to start to get you in touch with the fact that there is hate in the mind. Because this is like very, you know, when I was reading that at the beginning, I was like, you know, what do you mean hate? You know, it's like, okay, you know, no, because it's really about I'm gonna be loosened from the dream if I let go of my attack thoughts. These are very big terms. As long as you don't really touch them, feel them, smell them, taste them inside of your mind, you know, you still think that this is a story. That is why Holy Spirit says you are no longer sleeping when you see, because seeing will bring experience. I'm not talking here about the world, although it works the same way in the world and in the mind, because one and the other are totally inseparable. The cause and effect are one. But in the mind, when you're dealing with the cause, well, I'm going to embrace my feelings. Now, with a lot of trust, I need to do that with training and trust and Holy Spirit, I'll be able to drop deeper. And dropping deeper, I will face all these motives, all the worlds of the purpose, of the motives, of the intention, of the ego, and the hate of self, and the big I. By the way, Lord Blue, I didn't have the answer, the occasion to tell you, but yes, I liked your single eye better than... I liked the first two eyes. They were very creative, as usual, but the one eye is like really that one eye of judgment. And we have to go through that to, not as a nice story, just look at it and feel the terror. Again, it's like putting your big toe in the pool. Little by little, you put your big toe to see if the water's too cold, and little by little you'll put your toe and then all your toes and your leg and etc. And then at some point you'll realize that the water was warm all the way, but you believed it was very, very freezing and you would die in this water. It's not the case, but you have to go through the. It's always the same story.
Yeah. So again, you know, Holy Spirit said that it is the source of the thought, the source that created the echo thoughts or created the projection thoughts. This is what I need to see, that I am still believing. And so when Holy Spirit said that, I said, yes, of course I believe this. You know, of course I believe that I will be rejected. I mean, as I just mentioned to you all with the two fear of love experiences, that was the result of both experiences. The first one was that I would be rejected by God. The second one was even worse, that I would be rejected by me. And of course I believe that. I know I believe that. So I said, yes, of course I believe this. Of course I do. It seems to be the deepest thing I believe about myself. But how do I shake a belief that is so firm, especially when it seems I have to face it every day? And Holy Spirit said, facing it every day is more helpful than you imagine. Now, you just have to decide what you will do with your mind as you face it. I recommend remembering firmly that you are facing your own belief about you. Remember that every time the idea of rejection is brought up in you. Remember that each time your mind strays to prop thoughts. Simply by remembering what you are truly looking at, you begin to dispel illusions. And as I'm reading this now, this is again reminding me of the famous lines. You guys will know these lines. We've quoted them so many times here. Of the famous lines, what I think, I see. What I see, I experience. What I experience, I think.
And I believe.
Yeah, so again, starting with what I think, well, that thinking was the thinking that started way back. You know, the judgment against self, the belief that I am unworthy, the fear of what I would do to myself because of my guilt. All of that was way, way, way back at the metaphysical level. And the world was created to protect us from the pain of that. Mm-hmm. So way back is the first what I think I see. Way, way, way back. And then, of course, it echoes out into all of these stories, and it continues at the level of form, what I think I see. So I think, because I have a deep belief in my mind, I think I'm going to be rejected. I think that very much so. And you know what? I don't think I typed up all this message. We may have to go to my notebook. I think I'm missing something.
Oh, yeah?
But yeah, I do. But I think that I'm going to be rejected. I then perceive, you know, rejectability. I perceive that I can be rejected, and I experience rejection, and then I think about it again, and I keep creating this loop of experience that starts with this belief that's way, way back, but I can create it here at the level of story. And as I was telling Laurent a while ago when we were in church this morning, I wasn't always paying attention. A part of what I was doing was looking at my life. And I was looking at the two significant relationships that I've had in my life, one with a guy named Matt and then the other one with Ron. And I was looking at the times within those relationships that I perceived myself as rejected. And what I could see as I was looking at them this morning, it's so funny. What I could see as I was looking at them this morning is they weren't necessarily even rejection at all. For example, one story that I told Laurent about was that, you know, I had this boyfriend named Matt, and that, you know, for example, if I would happen to go to the post office one day and Matt would be there, and I didn't know he was going to be there, and he'd be there, I'd be really happy to see him, but he always seemed very upset and would be like, what are you doing here? You know, and I felt really rejected that he didn't want to see me. But as I was looking at it this morning, I realized that it may not have been a rejection at all. It was some kind of fear thought within him. Some, you know, it had everything to do with him thinking about him and his unworthiness and his fear. It probably had nothing to do with me, but I perceived it as rejection. And I could look at all of these experiences and realize that each time I felt rejected by someone else, they were just coming from their own fear. They weren't truly rejecting me. It was perception. But I saw how much I believe this rejection. And I saw how much I keep coming into relationships where the same pattern of rejection, soft rejection, not hard rejection, soft rejection, is just there, and it's always in my face, and it's always hurting me, and it's always reminding me of how unworthy I am. But I need to accept that this is all happening because it's in the mind first. It's the belief in the mind that is attracting, creating the experience. What I think, I see. What I see, I experience. What I experience, I think. That is the loop. So again, with that in mind, listen to what Holy Spirit is telling me. Facing it every day is more helpful than you imagine. Now, you just have to decide what you will do with your mind as you face it. I recommend remembering firmly that you are facing your own belief about you. Remember that every time the idea of rejection is brought up in you. Remember that each time your mind strays to prop thoughts or projection thoughts or story thoughts. Simply by remembering what you are truly looking at, you begin to dispel illusions. And the real reason is because I'm beginning to reverse that I think I see cycle. I'm beginning to realize this is the effect of my thinking rather than that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important step in the mind to begin to realize that.
Now, not only an important step, but we've been discussing then today, which was again a very sunny and a beautiful day today, finally. With Regina, we discussed the fact that Holy Spirit, through her, never gets into the specific of forgiveness. You know, how the idea of if you spot it, you got it, for example. Or the idea that, okay, if that person annoys me because of such and such, it is bringing the same, the thing that I do not want to see in me. And we all know that in this room. You know, this is like the usual, pretty advanced already, forgiveness process. In that message, and actually through all the message that we received through Regina, and I talked about that. We talked about that pretty intensively today, because my mind is always somehow very happy to find something to munch on. It's like, oh yeah, okay, that person is, I'm annoyed at that person, or I feel rejection there because of that. Okay, if I don't like this person less than another, whatever, it's because she's bringing that such and such in me. And here, the Holy Spirit is totally abstract. It goes totally with the one or two beliefs, you know, the judgment of self that creates the hate and the unworthiness and the guilt and the fear, which of course is going to spawn, that belief in unworthiness. And that of course is going to spawn a whole bunch of scenarios. And the way to maybe reverse that thinking is to see that these scenarios, these props, as he says it, are here just to prove that I was right believing that I was unworthy, that I am unworthy. It's just another way of looking at cause, of looking at intention and motives. Now, you will realize that in all of these messages, this is why I think it's a great gift, there is never, ever a direction into, oh, that person showed that in you because you have that in yourself. No. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about it,
well,
Regina.
Yeah, well, in fact, we were talking...
It's pretty great.
Yeah, we were talking about that at Linner today, our lunch / dinner that we had. We called it Linner.
Blinner, something else.
We were talking about that today when we were eating. And, Holy Spirit through me, again, Holy Spirit through me, never asks me to, what I was talking about, there's this one particular little girl that I don't like, and it seems like I can't deny that. Whenever she's around, I'm very aware of the fact that I don't like her. I don't even like looking at her. And so Laurent said to me, well, there must be something in her that's reflecting something in you that you don't want to look at. And, what I heard in my mind right away from the Holy Spirit is that to look for that would still be looking at the level of story. That would still be looking at the echo thoughts. And I didn't need to look at the echo thoughts. I could go right down to the root. And I could, just go all the way down to the root and realize that what is happening is that I am judging self when I look at her. And that's all I need to know. And all I need to do is give my willingness to let go of judging self. I don't need to figure out there's some physical characteristic about her that reminds me of physical characteristics about me, or, she's bossy, so that really means that I'm bossy, or, that level, Holy Spirit says...
Oh, we got it now, then. that's it, when will it go? Finally, we got it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my love.
Bossy, bossy. Yeah, bossy. Oh, but it brings a lot of things in me. I understand now all the things. Okay. We're gonna have a very cool evening right after this.
Oh, my God.
No,
Here we go.
It's okay.
Anyway... Holy Spirit said, I really don't need to mess around at that level, because that's still messing around at the level of echo, and we can drop down and mess around at the level of source. Jasmine, you don't need to go telling people who it is. Okay, well, Jasmine just told you all who it is.
Is she bossy, Laurent? No. I mean, you've never heard me call her boss, you know? I mean, if
What do you mean? You always call me boss.
I know, I am. I'm kidding.
Well, I guess it depends on what moment, because he also talks about the fact that I, don't have preferences, and I let him make all the decisions.
But we realize that how much the ego stories are tricky and complicated, full of hiding stuff. This is why Holy Spirit here through you is such a blessing. He says, like, this is just not true. It's not true. Everything, it's not true. And it's always the same thing. It's in front of any situation, it is not true. It is all a perception. And as long as you're going to, when we start accepting it, so we start looking at the judgment without judgment. And the ego is all over the place, of course. And it's going to try that and try that. But such a consistency is a tremendous gift. Because, of course, we all have stories. We all have hidden stuff. But just to look at it as not true, is great and gives much and much less leverage to the thinking mind, so we can drop with trust into the feelings.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this in one of our teachings recently when Steve asked a question about this as well, and I think I mentioned that it seems like we go through, or at least speaking from my experience, it seems like Holy Spirit took me through phases of forgiveness where at first I would forgive a person. Like if I felt like Laurent was rejecting me, I would forgive him for rejecting me, but I was still, of course, believing the rejection story. But I would find compassion in me, realize he was operating from his own fear. He's like me, and I would forgive him for that specific. And that's what I call forgiving at the level of leaves. And after I did that for a while, then Holy Spirit seemed to take me to what I say forgiving at the level of branch, which you cut off many leaves when you forgive a whole branch. Mm-hmm. For example, Holy Spirit helped me to literally let go of the belief in betrayal. I saw the complete setup in my mind. I saw that in order to have betrayal, I had to have a defined relationship with rules, and I had to make sure I followed the rules and that I was with someone else who didn't. And when that complete setup was there, then I had a betrayal. And so by letting go of the setup, I was able to let go of betrayal and able to cut a whole branch off of the tree. And attack, as you know, is another one that Holy Spirit taught me, that there's no such thing as attack, by giving me the love is giving to Spirit through Spirit, all the Spirit requests, or whatever that saying is.
Whatever it is, you know, whatever.
That which Spirit requests. Jasmine is correcting me. This is pretty cool, actually. Yeah, Jasmine knows the quote. I like that.
Yeah.
So that was another branch. But now Holy Spirit is taking me into an even more general place. We're going down to the trunk, and we're looking at even the root. The judgment is the root of everything.
We're going to the trunk, aware of the root.
So, and of course, as you imagine, when you cut off the trunk, you also cut off all the branches, all the leaves.
It's complete winter time now. You know, it's winter time. It's what's happening with the Amazon now.
So Spirit's not going to take me back to looking at Anna and figuring out at the level of leaf what is in her that is in me that I need to forgive. We know we're just much, much deeper than that. And it's that this is just a judgment against self, and learn, first of all, not to judge myself for the judgment. That's really where we're at now.
The idea... But that might be interesting. If you didn't listen to that teaching of Saturday morning, actually, but you were here with the two of us together.
Yes.
Yesterday morning, it was really good because when I talked about this eye, the eye that Holy Spirit showed me in front of which I was very, very ashamed and little and naked and little and whoo and not good an experience at all. Once I realized that I made this eye and this eye. EYE was actually my judgment of myself, you know, then after that projected on God and saying that it is God who's looking at me, like it's God who's judging me, but it's really between me and me. Then the day after, as I was saying, all of my experiences during the day where we all have little judgments here and there or little grievances or little criticism or little feeling of you know, annoyance, pain, whatever it is, I was always seeing behind the form, you know, be it like I don't know, the weather, the truck in front of me, somebody calling me on the phone, be it anything that would a little bit disrupt my peace, for example, or making me believe that it would disrupt my peace, I would see that big eye behind that thing, behind that person, behind the phone call, behind the tree that I didn't like, whatever it was, just to remind me always that all the causes of my fear, of my loss of peace is this big eye, is the only thing that I'm dealing with, is the judgment of self and the fear that it's spawned.
And you know, I gotta say, my heart is singing right now. I'm so happy that my daughter at age 10 can quote, "Love is giving through Spirit to Spirit that which Spirit requests." I think that's pretty damn cool.
Jasmine.
Very good, Jasmine. It shows when she's in here playing with you all, you know, she's actually paying attention too. Something is sinking in there, because I don't actually teach her this stuff.
No, there's another story behind it. No, she's not just around it. I mean, she chose you, actually, when she was in China. I think she's the reincarnation of Buddha himself. And she just knows all that stuff anyway.
Yeah. Well, they did tell me she was a Buddha baby when they gave her to me.
Here we go. You know, Master Jasmine's right here.
Okay, we're almost out of time, and we have a song that I definitely want to have time to play.
We do have a song.
And I skipped a paragraph when I was typing it up. Right in the middle. So I'd like to go back and catch
that
paragraph.
Okay.
So when you look at your handout, you'll see the question where I say, "Yes, of course, I believe this." It was just before that I left out a paragraph. So it goes right there. Holy Spirit had said that we needed to look at the source thoughts, because it's the source thought that I'm still believing, truly believing. And then I said, "So in this case, it is rejection. That's really the source thought that's creating this story." And Holy Spirit said, "Even more, it is rejectability," which I think is probably a made-up word, but it's kind of like the possibility of rejection, but for me, rejectability was actually stronger, more direct, so I can see why Holy Spirit made up the word. He said, "Even more, it is rejectability, and that rejection is deserved." So I'm believing in the possibility of rejection, or believing in rejectability, and I am believing, because of my own judgment on myself, that rejection is literally deserved. So there's an expectation of being rejected. He said, "Even in accepting the idea of rejectability through fear, you decide that rejection is deserved. So that's the belief that he wanted me to see in the mind, that there's this definite belief. And then that's when I came back and said, yes, of course I believe this. Of course I do. So that's the paragraph that I left out when I typed it up.
The thing that I would like to stress out before we're going to play this very symbolic and beautiful song is the famous message that you all know now because we received it like not too long ago, and it made a lot of noise, a lot of waves in many, many groups, because it's simple and it's so deep, is the message on the illusory approval, on the looking out for love, you know, and it's the same thing with the idea of being feeling rejected. The cause, the key of all this, is not what everybody is going to hate me or things like that. Is that I believe that the judgment is deserved. When I can, and Lord Blue talked about that earlier tonight. I mean, wrote this. The problem is not really the rejection or whatever. Is the belief that I am rejectable. You know, is the belief that I am unlovable, that I'm a hateful person, and that all the judgments of the world are definitely deserved, you know, on me, because I really did something wrong. If I can, if I can walk someplace and I'm in love without any problem, anybody can judge me, and I will just not believe them. When I'm deeper in the mind and I release and I realize all this stuff, I'm afraid of all this because I believe that I did something very, very wrong. So it's really, it's amazing to go back and to say that nothing here is real. Actually, it's all my attacks thoughts against myself, or attack thoughts against the other, which is the exact same thing. A very, very clear realization after all these intense times, because you can imagine that it takes two to tango. So by my side, funny enough, by my side, I was dealing with a lot of rejection thoughts. From you as well, you know. So, and we talked about it now, but it is ridiculous in the sense that the props, but we need that in order to see that. So,
No, my ego is joking now. My ego is saying I was only rejecting you because you rejected me first.
Well, yeah. It's like the chicken or the egg, you know. And it is ridiculous anyway, because it's props, because they're all props. But it's good to laugh about it.
Well, and also because when we get back to what beloved Jasmine typed in the room a minute ago, love is giving to spirit through spirit that which spirit requests
first.
That's what
spirit requests first.
Well, what we see is there is no possibility of rejection. It's just the experience of rejection
of
through complete love, through complete sharing, complete delivery of the request that we make in the mind.
And this is why it's a total blessing, because without these, we won't be able to see, to check out these things. I was starting to talk about this marvelous and very deep message about the fear of being hated by the others and the looking for illusory approval, which really got me, which was it, 3 weeks ago? I took it very, very deep in, and I've been looking at a spree of all my relationship in my life, all my love relationship with anybody. You know, it can be a friend, it can be, but especially, you know, with the intimate relationship, I realized that I don't know anything about love at all, and this was never love. To realize that was already a very cool thing, but let me tell you that it brings a lot of feelings up and a lot of, wow, I mean. And that message really was like one of the catalysts of the coming up of all these rejection fears and all that kind of stuff. For me, at least, the way I took it. So I don't know about you guys, but this
well,
message really like a.
Go ahead. Yes, you want to finish?
No. But it's time for the song.
It's time for the song now. Yeah. We promised we'd give time for the song. So
okay.
Shall we play it?
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to say about the song before we play it, or just let it speak for itself?
Well, we let it speak for itself, knowing that we were in the car and I just felt like playing and say, oh, this is just perfect.
Okay, so here we go.
To be near you. tallest tree is. That's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is. That's how deep it goes if it's real.
When somebody needs you, it's no good unless
she needs you.
All the way through
the good and lean years and all in between.
Come what may.
Who knows where the road
it for us. All right, everyone. Let's see. When are we back? I guess Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock is the next time.
No, Tuesday? No, I'm working tomorrow in France.
In France. But as far as this
morning.
Room, Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. All right. Love you all. Bye.
Bye.